I've been riding dirt bikes for 8 years at the time that my friend Jordan asked me to go trail riding with his family. I was super excited, but his parents were a little worried that I wouldn't be able to safely ride without getting hurt. And I was a little offended because I thought I was a pretty good rider. And while they agreed to let me go with them, when I got there and started riding these trails, I started getting really nervous and tensing up, and I didn't feel very confident. This is because I was stalling and falling and going a lot slower than my friends. And I just felt nervous and intimidated because these trails were very challenging because of the steep uphills, downhills, lots of trees, the uneven terrain, the ruts that shot your tires left and right. So even though I had been riding for 8+ years, I found out that I wasn't as good as I thought I was. But why? Well, fast forward another 10 years, and I'm confidently able to ride any single track trail here in Minnesota or going out west into the mountains and riding some of the most technical trails that you can ride, and not being afraid of crashing and getting hurt because I know that I can safely control my bike, and this allows me to have more fun, ride faster, stay safer because I have confidence. And what I learned that was holding me back or killing my confidence was I didn't have or I wasn't using the proper techniques of trail riding. And if you're like me and think you're a pretty good rider, but are unsure if you're using proper riding techniques, I want to give you 5 deadly signs that you have bad riding technique. But don't take this the wrong way. This is to encourage you because if you have any of these symptoms, that means you can correct them to quickly build your confidence and have more skill and fun while reducing the risk of crashing and getting hurt on the trails. Sign number one that you have bad riding technique is you've had a whiskey throttle crash within the last 3 months. What is a whiskey throttle? Well, when you give the bike some gas and you get pushed back on the seat, and this causes your wrist to turn the throttle even more, and the bike wants to wheelie, or it flies out from underneath you, or you hang on and fly into a tree. That is the infamous whiskey throttle, and it's really intimidating, especially if you're a newer rider, because you don't feel like you have control over the bike. The bike is controlling you, and not only is this scary, but it can cause you to have a really bad accident and get hurt. And if you have gotten hurt from this, I'm sorry. That's why I made this free training, so that I can help you prevent those accidents. Sign number two that you have bad riding technique is it's uncomfortable or it feels awkward while standing on the pegs while riding. If you tried watching YouTube videos on riding tips, you might know that standing up, you can have potentially a lot more control over the bike because you can shift your body weight and your balance on the bike to ride over hills or obstacles more easily. But if you feel awkward using the throttle or the brake or the clutch or shifting, maybe you get cramped up or you have to look at what you're doing to be able to use those controls, that's a good sign that you're not using proper riding technique, even if you're a taller rider. Sign number three is when your front end or front tire is sliding out on flat turns. So if you're going straight and you come up to a turn and your front wheel feels like it's gonna slide out on you, this is really scary because it doesn't take much for the bike to push out, lose traction, and then bam, you face plant into the ground before you even know what happens. So this probably forces you to slow way down, slower than your riding friends or whoever you're riding with, and it's frustrating because you can't keep up with them. It's not as fun. It's intimidating because you don't feel like you have control over the bike, especially if you're used to riding on the street where you have pretty much 100% traction, and you transition to riding in the dirt where the tires are just sliding, going wherever they want to when you give it gas or the brake or when you start turning. Sign number four that you have bad riding technique is you slow way down on downhill sections. Adding elevation or hills to trail riding can really increase your fun and enjoyment, but if you're coming up to any downhill and you feel the need to slow way down to like a crawl speed, you're holding the brakes because you don't want to slide down and crash when you get to the bottom, or you don't want to fly over the bars because it's hard to control your speed. Well, that's a really good sign that you aren't using good riding technique. And sign number five that you have bad riding technique is when your hands or your arms or your wrists They cramp up, they get fatigued within the first 5 or 10 minutes of a trail riding. This is really common if you're coming from the street or from a mountain bike or four-wheeler or jet ski, and you're kind of just sitting in the same position and you're constantly pushing and pulling on the handlebars when you accelerate or brake or go up and down hills. Your hands and arms, they start to get pumped up really quickly and they get really tight, and this makes it really hard to smoothly control the throttle, to use the brake and the clutch. So this forces you to slow way down if you don't want to crash. Well, if that's happening within the first few minutes of trail riding, that's a surefire sign that you aren't using good riding technique, but you can change it. So what are these proper techniques? Well, it starts with the basics. Number one is learning the controls. So learning how to efficiently use the clutch, the throttle, the brakes, and shifting. If you're afraid to use the front brake, or you feel like you need to constantly manage the throttle because it's going to whiskey throttle, or if you're stalling several times every time you go for a trail ride, and I can say that you haven't mastered these, then you're leaving a lot on the table, because if you're not using the throttle properly, you're going to be sliding out more often, or if you aren't efficiently using the brakes, you're not going to be able to slow down quickly to miss an object or stop in time for a turn, or if you're using it too aggressively, you're going to lock up the brakes and you're going to wash right out. Step number two for the basics is learning proper traction, and this goes with accelerating as well as decelerating. What makes dirt bike trail riding so unique is that you never really have 100% traction, which is a big difference to riding on the street on the pavement, where you basically have 100% traction. That's why it's so important to learn proper throttle control, learning what gear you should be in to have the most traction, as well as efficiently using the clutch and the brakes so that you can accelerate faster to get up hills or pop your wheel over a log, or to stop fast enough so that you don't fly off the trail or run into your buddy who for some reason stopped in the middle of the trail. Step number three for the basics is turning. And if you're used to riding on the street or a four-wheeled machine, riding a dirt bike is almost the exact opposite when it comes to using your body and proper body position while turning. Because if you're just sitting in the same spot, or if you're using street riding techniques, the bike is a lot more likely to slide out because you're not getting the weight on the tires. Step number four for the basics is proper body position. And when you're able to effectively and efficiently use your body, you're going to have more control over changing terrain, and you're going to be using a lot less energy when you're accelerating, going over obstacles, when you're braking hard. And a common mistake is reacting to the bike. So if you feel like when you accelerate, you're getting pushed back on the bike and you're constantly pulling yourself towards the handlebars again to stay on the bike, well, that's a good sign that you're reacting to what the bike does and you're going to be using a lot more energy. Step number five for the basics is learning how to ride hills, uphill and downhill. There's quite a few common mistakes that people make when riding uphills, but one of them is just looking at what's ahead of you. So if you're looking just past your fender, you're only going to see what's right there. And if you're not looking far enough ahead, you won't be able to anticipate the hill that's coming or the corner and then the hill. And if you don't have enough speed or momentum, it's going to make it a lot more challenging to get up that hill. Or if you get nervous riding downhills because you're afraid of using too much front brake and flying over the bars, you're probably only using the rear brake. But this is a mistake because the rear brake isn't as effective as the front when going downhill, because it's a lot more likely to lock up. And when it locks up, it's not going to stop as efficiently, and you might even slide down the hill faster. And step number six for the basics is learning obstacles. This is learning the proper steps of approaching and using proper body position and throttle control to effectively and safely get over obstacles such as logs or rocks. So if you're getting hung up on logs, or you're using a lot of energy to get over rock gardens, just learning these basic techniques can really boost your confidence and give you more control while using less energy and reducing the risk of crashing. Maybe you've already learned some of these basic techniques, but you want to learn how to master them faster. Well, you can go out and try and practice them when you're out trail riding, but there's a way to quickly build your skills and confidence up to 5 times faster, and that is by learning positive riding habits. What's a positive riding habit? Well, take for example the positive braking habit. Even if you have watched and learned what the proper technique is for braking, but you haven't learned a positive riding habit, you haven't made it muscle memory, and you're riding a trail and you come up to a tight turn and you find that you're carrying too much speed and you need to slow down quickly so you don't fly off the trail. Well, what's going to happen if you haven't learned a positive riding habit? Well, you're just going to revert back to what you're normally used to doing, and that is likely stabbing at the front brake. And what's going to happen when you stab at the brake? Well, you're either going to fly over the handlebars, or the front tire is going to lock up and it's not going to get traction. It's going to wash right out. Or if you're scared to use the front brake, you're slam on the rear brake and you're not going to stop in time and you're going to fly off the trail. Whereas if you had learned the positive riding habit by practicing the proper technique repeatedly in a small area, this would quickly build up your muscle memory so that when you come to that emergency situation, your body is going to naturally do what is right. And that is properly and efficiently using the brakes so that you can slow down and stop before you fly off the trail or hit that tree. It's like when I first got this watch. I wasn't used to putting on a watch, so it was a bit awkward and took a while for me to put it on with one hand. But after I had done it about 20 times in a row, it became like second nature to me because I had formed a positive habit of repeatedly doing it over and over again. Because if you just learn the proper techniques and you go out to the trails and only practice them once or twice a month, it's going to take a lot longer. Whereas if you are intentional about learning these techniques and you're using a method that can be done in your backyard or just a small area and practicing them just 15 minutes a day, you can form these positive riding habits and build your confidence within weeks or months instead of years. So what do you do if you don't have a place to practice or the trails are 3+ hours away? Well, that's why I created the 3-step backyard method, which is learning those basic techniques, improving your balance and your traction by using simple drills that can be done in a backyard or a small field. All you need is like a 30 by 30 foot square area to do most of these techniques, where you can build up your muscle memory with just 15 or 20 minutes a day. And then when you go to the trails, you'll actually be able to implement them, put them to use, and have more confidence the next time you go out. It's like my student Paul, who rode when he was in his teens and 20s, but was never a confident trail rider. But when he came to me and he went through my backyard drills, which is a bonus guide that I include in my virtual dirt biker school, he was able to go out into the small field and practice these drills. And then when he went to the trails, he was able to use them, and this quickly helped with his cornering, and he was able to ride intermediate level trails a lot quicker. But what do you do if you learn these basic techniques and you get stuck? You're still having a frustrating symptom. Well, if you're like my student Josh, who got my gold package, he called me up and asked some specific questions for his personal situation because he was out trail riding and had a whiskey throttle crash when riding a trail. And we were able to talk through what he thought was wrong, and I was able to direct him in the right steps for what he should be practicing so that he prevents that from happening again. Or my other student Dave, who got some help with his personal situation through email and asking me questions. And he said that alone was worth the price, even given the poor exchange rate. Or if you're like Zoe, who was a beginner and was struggling with washing out on flat turns and was just lacking confidence, she sent me a couple video clips and I was able to specifically point out what she could do to improve with her body position and riding technique, which really gave her the confidence to know what she was doing right and what she could do to improve her riding. And if you're on my email list for this free training and would like to get more personalized help, then stay tuned for my next email where I'll be sharing more details on how you can work with me. And if you're not on my email list, I encourage you to download my free guide, Master Your Confidence Trail Riding Handbook. You can get that at motocrosshideout.com/confidence. I'm Kelly Fager from Motocross Hideout. Learn more, ride more.